The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
5:24, Mark and Paul checking in. A weird Wednesday today. Give you a topic coming up after 7. Play along, maybe win some tickets to John Party. We have also got tickets for the Modern Rock Orchestra with Grant Ferguson, Saturday at the Babcock. I just have to see where I put them. -32 degrees out there. I see that they got the traffic flowing again over there by the 6th Street underpass, except you can't go into the underpass, but you can go east and west and turn towards Cabela's there. And that project has gone on longer than it was scheduled to.
Yeah, the Heights is down the one lane. That's going to be fun this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
We just got a lot of road construction this year in and around the area. But when they get that stuff all done out there on the interstate, Lockwood exit, you still can't go eastbound or westbound. You can't go westbound from Lockwood exit. Got to go to Johnson Lane to get on, or to 27th. But they're moving pretty fast. I know they, it's like they moved the off-ramp there and moved it and widened it. And years overdue, we need that. So this takes a little time when you're replacing bridges and redoing interstates.
A lot of that's COVID money, infrastructure money. You know, the COVID money that was supposed to keep everybody healthy, that they've added new teachers' lounges in schools and new add-ons and additions and just doled it out there, and they're spending it.
Well, I did two things that you told me to do. I didn't check my 401k.
Okay, yeah.
And I got my property tax out and looked at it.
You got your mail?
Yeah.
You went down? No way. You went down and got your mail?
I stopped when I was pulling in yesterday.
Oh. So
I didn't walk all the way down.
Well, yeah, so it wasn't as long as a walk.
No.
Did you just roll down your window?
No, you got to get out of the pickup because the window's a little too high.
Oh, yeah. Whew. Well, you got your calorie burn in for the day then.
Got my steps in.
Yep. You got four extra ones there.
For the privilege of living in the exact same spot I lived this last year, I will now get to pay $700 additional dollars to live there.
Yeah. Yeah. And your story is being repeated by thousands and thousands more.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I look, you know, they break it down, who gets what. Property tax money goes to, it just says museum.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's the Yellowstone Arts Museum or...
It's the one on the hill, Yellowstone County Museum, yeah.
Well... Paying for something I've never been in, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. I pay 26 times on that.
Good God. See, that's not right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they just evaluated it at that, and unless you protest it or actually... And by the way, if you ever sell your house and you get less from what they valued it at, do you get your tax money back because they overvalued your home?
Doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't, does it?
You pay, and then you pay.
Yeah. It's the worst system, folks. I'm telling you. We have to just eliminate them, get rid of them. Period. End of story. Property taxes, end them. State income tax, end it.
Mm-hmm.
No more. If they can do it in South Dakota... with less people and less tourism and have a surplus, then we can do it. No doubt about it.
South Dakota, no property tax. Washington, no property tax. Florida, Alabama, Alaska, South Carolina, Georgia, Hawaii, Mississippi, New Hampshire. It can be done.
Yeah.
And it's overdue here. So mine went up, I think, 17%. I will have to talk to our bosses to see if Paul and I are going to make 17% more money this year.
You know, plus those states, a lot of them, no state income tax.
Mm-hmm.
Just think, Florida alone, their tourism industry, what that brings in.
Oh, can't imagine.
Their fishing industry down there is like $4 or $5 billion a year just for fishing. Just for fishing. That doesn't include just fun in the sun and all that kind of stuff. So, and here in Montana, we have national parks, we have the mountains and lakes, hunting, fishing, we have skiing in the wintertime, all that kind of stuff. And people said, well, it adversely affects the poor. Doesn't affect them at all.
Right.
Not one bit. It doesn't affect food and medicine. Does it affect if you're poor and you go to the rib and chop house? Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. But then you're not poor.
That's right.
So you buy a flat screen TV at Walmart for $298, you get taxed on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's obsolete. That is antiquated tax system. It should be gone. But the power and the control and the ease of which they can raise revenue.
Mm-hmm.
The ease of which they can do that.
Which they just did to all of us.
Yeah, folks, they're just allowed to re-evaluate your property. Well, I'm allowed to re-evaluate your weight every year and go in and say, you've picked up 8 pounds. You have to lose 8 pounds by the end of the year or something. I mean, that's just stupid. They don't know your situation. They don't know what's happened on the inside of your house. They, folks, they haven't even looked at it.
Don't care.
They haven't even looked at your home. They don't know what John's room looks like. They don't know what your basement looks like. Just think of that, folks. You have a home. You have a 30-year-old roof, 30-year-old wiring and plumbing, 30-year-old kitchen cabinets, 30-year-old carpet and furniture, 30-year-old sheetrock where the sheetrock screws are starting to pop out through the sheetrock, all of that kind of stuff. And it's worth way more than it was when it was brand new? No, it's not.
No.
And if they're going to evaluate stuff like that, then they should evaluate the lot and then evaluate the home. Because maybe the lot value has gone up, but the home value has gone down.
True.
Substantially, it's gone down. Folks, when you buy a new car, 5 years after you buy a new car, is it valued at more than what you paid for it? No, it's not. How about a boat? No. How about a camper? No. How about your clothing? No, nothing. Nothing goes up in value except for your home because they can. Well, there's a demand for houses, which drives... So, there's a demand for automobiles, too, but that doesn't raise the price of mine if I have a used one. None of that. It's crazy. 30-year-old windows, a 30-year-old cracked driveway, a 30-year-old garage door, a 30-year-old air conditioner, 30-year-old siding. You name it. The stuff is virtually worthless, and it has gone down in value, but yet... They have decided that it's all worth more now.
Mm-hmm.
Not fair. Not fair. And it's just not. It's just not. Just think how that hits businesses. A refinery, for instance, every time they pass this mill levy. What do you think this recreational bond, how much do you think that will increase Conoco's taxes or ExxonMobil's taxes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think Conoco's in the city limits down here.
I would think so.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So everybody's taxes have just gone through the roof, and now they want $143 million more for some playground equipment and mm-hmm. recreational stuff, and especially a big building that they could put down on the south side,
mm-hmm.
whose home values have been skyrocketing. Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying to move down there, right? I wonder if their values went up.
Don't know that.
Or if we just can't do that if you're south of Montana Avenue.
That's a great question. I'd be interested to know that.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if school districts pay property taxes.
I don't think so.
On a school. They're getting them.
Yeah.
The city owns them or somebody owns them. People like the railroad, they pay taxes. Northwest Energy, mm-hmm. they pay a ton of them.
Yes, they do.
For having the power, for delivering you the power, they charge them. You see how antiquated this system is, folks? That's because you got a bunch of liberal whack jobs that got involved here and figured out how to stick it right up your butt. And it's just not fair. Well, when we had Chris Kukowski in 49,000 homes
right.
in the Billings area. That's kind of nice, isn't it? Raise taxes on 49,000 homes, and man, you can get quite a bunch of money all of a sudden. They're getting new money anyway from all the new ones that are being built and the new businesses that are being built.
Yeah, that just grows on itself yearly.
Yeah, So I wonder what the property taxes are for, like, this hotel. This hotel, the value of this thing has not gone up in the last 40 years. Believe me, it has gone down.
Needs a little work.
Yes, it does. But they don't care.
No.
They don't care. Any of your homes out there need work or are run down or dilapidated. They don't care. The value has gone up. And their value, by the way, folks, their value is different than bank value. You know, they may pick a house at 221 Broadwater, and they may tell you that that home value is $279,000. And then you have somebody that wants to buy that home, and the bank appraiser goes out there, and he looks at the home, and he looks at the roof and the siding and the windows and the inside condition of that home, and he'll say, we're not loaning $279,000 on that home. We may only loan $159,000 on that home. This thing needs major, major work. Doesn't matter. You're taxed on what the assessor's office says the value of that home is. Yeah. Well, the county, Yellowstone County folks, should get into the banking business. Yep, they should get into it, because after all, if all these homes are worth that much, why, I'm sure they'd be willing to loan everybody equity loans based on their value that they valued your home as. Yeah, that's right. I'm sure there's people that live there on Broadwater or the South Side that whose homes are valued at $280,000, they would love to go and get a home equity loan for about $150,000.
Uh-huh.
Well, and if they don't pay it back, guess what? The county gets their home, and the county, they know they can get $279,000 for that home, right? Wrong. They can't. They can't. It's a joke. I just hope all these people that are opening up their property taxes didn't yet check the box on the recreational bond yet. Because, by the way, that will go on for 20 years. And don't forget, that doesn't include everything else that's going to be added over the next 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not done asking for money.
Hell no. We need police. Schools are going to... We don't even have enough money to put a resource officer in all of our middle school and high schools for safety. But they prioritized hockey rinks. And most importantly, folks, the biggest necessity that I know that we always, whenever we get together, we always talk about at the dinner table on Saturday at the Chop House, the need for a bicycle tunnel under the rims that will go under the rims and towards the height. We need a bicycle tunnel. That's the big need for the Billings area, said whoever. And 50% of all the people in Yellowstone County are oblivious to the fact of what property taxes even are.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know. They don't care. It's in their house payment. They don't care. What time does the vape shop open? You know, did you download the new Mario Kart app or something stupid? That people's priorities in this world are all mixed up. They don't take care of their money. They don't watch their money. They don't understand money. They don't understand taxes. They don't understand government. And it's because they aren't taught that. And that's the way the system works. Be sure not to ever educate. A dumb society is a controllable society. That's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
The dumber, the better for government. And that's the way they want it. Hmm. Oh, they had a nice meeting on the bison thing again at Chico Hot Springs.
We can't do that in a conference room at home, huh?
Can't Zoom it. No, can't Zoom it. God, you people. Again and again and again and again, and never come up with it.
Billings Police Department put this on Facebook 2 hours ago. Shortly before midnight last night, officers dispatched to reports of shots fired in the 1500 block of Colton Boulevard. Found some spent shell casings, two vehicles, two residences were hit, causing damage. No persons were injured. Suspects were not located.
But we need more recreational stuff. I'm guessing these suspects, they didn't get out of basketball practice and just sat down and had their green bean casserole with their family, and then...
Get ready for the holidays and have great times at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. On Friday, November 10th, it's Can't Miss Music from the duo El Wencho. There are many fun classes in November, including painting, a cookie class with sweet sundries, and a giddy-up hat-burning class. There's even a Christmas candle-making party on Thursday, November 16th at 6. Our 2024 calendar is filling up fast. Find all our special events on Facebook. The Roadside Event Center, where memories are made.
Said, you know what I've never done? I never busted a cap on somebody. I'm going to go out for the first time and do that. No, I'm guessing that's not it. I'm guessing they are repeat offenders, mm-hmm. known by law enforcement, have been in trouble numerous times, and are on the streets. Mm-hmm. But we're putting up hockey rinks, and we want an underground bike tunnel through the rims. Yep. Mm. Where was that at? Colton?
Mm-hmm.
Well... Did you get any trick-or-treaters last night?
Nope.
Aren't as many anymore.
Well, like I talked about yesterday, I don't know if they did it this year, but the Rocky Dorm used to do it there. A lot of people do trunk-or-treat inside, well-lit, nice, safe environment for the kids, businesses downtown. I saw a couple posts about that, bring your kids in here. Yellowstone Valley Electric all day yesterday, had the kids stop by for candy.
Yeah. Well, I hope all you people were flexible, because you need to put your head... Kiss your butt goodbye, because there's a new study out.
Oh.
And in a little more than 5 years, sometimes early in 2029, the world will likely be unable to stay below the internationally agreed temperature limit for warming.
Well, you can't just speak a temperature.
Oh, yes, you can, Wilson, you asshole. You can do that. You don't understand it.
Apparently, I don't.
They have decided, the international community, a lot of these people that all went to college, these progressives, they've all decided what the planet Earth's temperature should be in 2029. And they just don't think we're going to be able to do that. Because, see, now with advances in science, we control all the weather on this planet. And mm-hmm. in the sun, the moon, universe, had nothing to do with it. And not only that, the risks of catastrophes will increase. Yep. A key ice sheet could kick into irreversible melt. Water shortages. How are you going to have a water shortage if all the ice melts?
A fair question.
Death from extreme weather will dramatically increase, according to these college people that got together. Burning of coal and gas. The studies in the journal called Nature Climate Change. It was set by the Paris Agreement. Oh, then hell, there you go. Nobody asked me what temperature I would like.
Mm-mm.
The past 10 years, we've had an average of 1.1 degree hotter than the 19th century. Oh, okay. So take the last 10 and compare that to the last 100. That's a fair study, right? And by the way, nobody took what the temperature was in Roundup or Broadview or Belgrade.
No.
Which temperatures did you take? Which ones did you use to get that number? Did they take the temperatures that were in Circle? Well, no, we don't like. We have various locations around the world that we use. Death Valley, California, we use that one. Palm Springs, Phoenix, we use those. How about Manitoba? Did you count their temperatures at all? Or Ketchikan, Leningrad, any of the... Well, we've got areas strategically placed around the world that we use their temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. That's why we have all hell breaking loose around the world right now, is because Joe Biden and these liberal nut jobs said that climate change is the biggest threat that the world faces today.
And it's not.
And we've got all of these things busting out all over the world right now. Now we have cooling aerosols that are cooling the planet. Well, what do you want? You're never going to be able to control the weather on this planet.
No.
Never. You're not going to be able to control the oceans and the atmosphere and the rotation of the planet and our distance to the sun and what goes on the sun and sunspots and explode. You're not going to be able to control any of that. Never. Oh, yeah, we can. If we just tax you more and pass more legislation, and we can control the temperatures and the amount of snow and the strength of our hurricanes. Well, you're all stupid. You've all been brainwashed by the wrong people. Biggest threat, though, is we can't control the temperatures. Yeah, in the meantime, China's on the move. China just sent 7 big warships and 45 military aircraft towards Taiwan. Joe Biden's in Minnesota. He's going up there to get some ice cream. That's what he's doing today. Yeah, they're on the move. They're heading to Taiwan now. We're sending all our money and resources to the Ukraine and over to Israel to help. We got ships and equipment over there and everything. So China's on the move. These guys, hey, the U.S. is spread thin right now. Let's make our move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joe doesn't even know what day it is. His people were stupid. Folks, you know what Antony Blinken's experience is with foreign policy? You know, he's our Secretary of State. Before he became Secretary of State, you know what his experience was in foreign policy? None. He was Joe Biden's campaign manager. And so he was rewarded by putting him into the top foreign affairs position in our United States government. That was a great pick. That was a great pick. Yeah. Don't worry. Don't worry, you got about a year left and we'll be gone and nobody will be raising hell anymore about any of this stuff. And you libs, you progressive people that are ruining our lives and taking our money and ruining our planet. You're the ones ruining the planet, making life miserable for everybody, costing us more money. All going to have to buy $100,000 electric vehicles, run out of power in the winter. Yeah. You'll have free reign, be able to do whatever you want. You'll get your tunnel under the rims. Eurasia's tallest active volcano sent ash column up into the sky yesterday. No doubt we have the ability to control those, you know. Volcanoes, earthquakes, hurricanes. We control all that.
Barely.
We can control all of that. It's fracking. Fracking did it. Yeah, fracking did it. Fracking did it, all right. Fracking stupidity is what did it.
I knew we'd get there.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, fracking did that. We can control all of that. All of that. And these kids that are 25 years old are screaming and crying and painting themselves and yelling, we're killing the planet. And they've all been trained and groomed and indoctrinated and educated, and they can't add. And that's what they're doing. And promises are made to them. Don't worry. Promises are made to that gen. We will take care of it. You just keep supporting us. We'll take care of you, and we'll take care of the planet, and we'll get rid of all these big, nasty businesses out there and all these wealthy people. We're going to take all their money, and we're going to hand some of that to you. This is an unfair country. You deserve it. Don't worry. And they just get that beaten into their mind every day, starting from kindergarten up. Kindergarten up. I saw a thing yesterday. Somebody sent a video of this teacher in a school somewhere that put the rainbow flag over the map of the United States in her classroom and was teaching her kids about. And this one parent went in there and she ripped that flag down. You don't teach that kind of stuff to our kids. You teach geography.
Right.
You know, we'll take care of that. You know, this is the problem, folks. Article today about food waste filling our landfills. Just look at Americans. It doesn't look to me like they're wasting a lot of it. Doesn't look to me like they're missing their mouth too much. But we waste food here, folks. Ends up in the landfills. 50 local officials signed a letter calling on the EPA to help municipal governments cut food waste. Government. One thing about food waste, it's biodegradable. So that's one good thing. 58% of methane emissions from landfills come from food waste. So if we would just stop eating, why, we could control the temperature. No food for human beings. Don't produce any. None of that.
Get ready for the holidays and have great times at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. On Friday, November 10th, it's Can't Miss Music from the duo El Wencho. There are many fun classes in November, including painting, a cookie class with sweet sundries, and a giddy-up hat-burning class. There's even a Christmas candle-making party on Thursday, November 16th at 6. Our 2024 calendar is filling up fast. Find all our special events on Facebook. The Roadside Event Center, where memories are made.
We could control the temperature. Methane is responsible for 25% of global warming. That's what they say. Where did that come from? They throw that out.
Right.
Give it to kid. You know, 25% of all of our ability not to control the temperature is from food waste now and methane. Cow farts, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
It's just all related. You know, they want to build that big dump up there at Shepherd Acton.
Mm-hmm.
Put all that waste and stuff up there. And I've signed on to that. I wrote a letter on it. No, we already got one.
Mm-hmm.
We already have a place where you can dump that. Dump it there. Dump it there. In fact, if these municipalities around the country would put in these huge recycler separators like other cities have, we could take care of that problem. And some of the bigger areas that have done it, like down around Atlanta and places like that, they actually make money for the municipality from all of the stuff that they can recycle.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes all the trash, just grind, I mean all of it, grinds it up, and then it separates it. Metal goes here, compost goes here, plastic goes here, glass goes there, paper and cardboard products go there. There's not really much left after that. And they put it in these big piles like they do at the gravel pits. You can see the gravel pit. They separate size of rocks, sand, dirt, all that. And then there they go. They haul the aluminum to the recycling plant, plastic, glass. The compost is used for fertilizers and things like that. There's a big thing in the paper today, too, folks. As Billings embraces another breathtaking fall, the city's leaf collection program is back in action. 8 community leaf collection sites. Because, folks, that's right, it's the city's duty to take care of your freaking leaves in your yard. You plant the trees, your yard. Mm-hmm. We need government to take care of our leaves. You know, curbside yard waste collection will wrap up November 24th. Okay? That's where you just rake them right into the curb and they'll come by and suck them up. Keep that in mind, folks, with all your taxes that you're paying. You know, they have to pay for all this kind of stuff.
Right.
Although the leaf collection sites will be available through Friday, December 8th. All right. That's where they put the dumpsters out. There's one at Castle Rock Park, Clevenger Park, Poly Vista Park, Veterans Park, Dealer Park, Pioneer Park. There's one at the Mayflower Congregational Church, and there's also one at Amen Park. All these parks, of which, by the way, we haven't had a new park in the area for over 50 years, according to Mayor Bill Cole, as he lied to you about that. I see 3 of them on there that I don't think existed 50 years ago. I know the Amen Park development just happened a few years ago. Dealer Park wasn't there. Mm. That's new. Castle Rock Park, I don't think that was there 50 years ago.
No, just land.
That was just a cow pasture up there at that time. So there's 3 right there. But if you have to drop off your leaves, because, you know, we're all so busy. And you can't, so the city is in the leaf collection business. How come they don't do it for grass in the spring and summer? God, as many times as people mow their grass and cut grass.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should all just start dumping it right in the street.
City owes us.
Yeah. And have them come by for 3 months and just pick up everybody's grass. I wonder if you have to pay extra to have those leaves collected if you sweep them in, because you got to pay to have your garbage picked up.
Well, I got a note here said you got to put them in the green garbage cans.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing you have to pay more for an additional green garbage can.
Oh, curbside yard waste collection will wrap up on Friday, November 24th. So, there you go. Grind them up, put them around your roses, your garden, stuff like that.
Oh, you don't have to pay additional for a green can, Becky says.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice. Well, then I would cancel my garbage pickup and put all the other stuff in the green can and then cover it up with leaves on top.
I know you would.
Get them one way or the other. You're paying plenty, but you can do that. I wonder if you can be cited if you don't rake your leaves up. Because if you don't clear the snow, you can get cited.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from the Public Works Department. So, and remember, folks, if the dumpsters are full, even though they'll dump them, doesn't matter. If you cannot be inconvenienced because of who you are, throw your bags out all the way around it and pile them up over the top like the picture that I used in my article last week. And then when the city guys get there, it's their problem.
Mm-hmm.
They have to remove 200 bags of leaves away from the blue dumpster so they can back the truck in there and get the blue dumpster out. And then they have to take all of your leaves, and then they'll have to throw them all in the next blue dumpster that comes out. Because, look, you are who you are.
Look, I brought them this far.
That's right. I've got more important things to do. And people do that. People do that. Like the call we had last week, I told the lady, look, if it's that big, I'll come pick them up at your house.
Yeah.
And I'll put them on my pickup, and I'll take them out, and I'll scatter them out in my field for you. But, yeah. And a lot of you folks, you know, if Cottie was your neighbor, she'd rake them for you, put them in bags.
No, she didn't rake my leaves.
Doesn't she?
No.
Ah, well, you need a new neighbor then. What the heck? She's letting you down a little.
Well, she's busy selling houses and getting rich.
That's true. I mean, after all, you had to stop and get your own mail yesterday. What is going on in that neighborhood, Wilson?
We'll have a talk.
You better have a big neighborhood meeting and start getting things straightened out a little bit there.
Uh-huh.
Gosh. I mean, it's bad enough you have 450 feet of gravel every day.
Okay, I'm done talking to you now.
I mean, gosh, what the hell?
Oh, we're going to get rolling. First news coming up Weird Wednesday, 6:11.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.